I ran for Smile Beach with the tangs of summer in my nose and an ache in my heart. The parking lot smelled like sunscreen and cedar trees and French fries. I breathed it all in, trotting past the burger truck parked in the shade, past the rows of cars steaming in the sun, and onto the sand-strewn ramp. Overhead, purple martins somersaulted against an impossibly blue sky. I heard the tling-tling of a bicycle and, farther south, the bellow of the ferry as it bumped the rubber-edged dock in the harbor. Cattail Island. My mother had loved it. I wanted to love it, too.
Hey, ma'am!
A dad was passing me on the ramp, leading his cute family to the burger truck.
It's called Smile Beach,
he said to me as he pulled a t-shirt over his furred belly.
Not Frown Beach.
His kid's floppy hat cast a pink glow on her single enormous front tooth. She erupted in giggles when the mom tickled her. The mom then shot me a smile like the one I'd seen on many a summertime visitor over the years, a smile brought on by chilled wine and vitamin D absorption.
Is this place paradise or what? She asked.
Paradise, I said.
It's just like that old Chamber of Commerce slogan. What was it? Cattail, the isle worth your while.
Something like that. It was actually the down-home isle that's worth your while, but I didn't feel like getting into it, so I gave the woman a friendly little wave before turning on to Smile Beach. The gentle curve of it suggested a half moon or a crescent, or a smile, which is what the founding cattailers went with. I slowed to a walk so I wouldn't kick sand onto the families as they sprawled on towels and reclined in beach chairs. Parents held tablets above their faces. Teens took selfies. Kids became entirely encrusted in sand. Cattail Island is known for its beaches. The east side ones evoke the covers of summer escape novels, windswept dunes sloping to fine sand, and beyond the vast gray Atlantic. The west side beaches, including Smile Beach, feature the shallow, gentle waves of the Pamlico Sound. Unless, of course, there's a storm. It wasn't the first time I'd wondered what it would have been like to go on a beach vacation with my parents, to have rubbed sunscreen onto my mom's shoulders, to have tossed a football with my dad, whoever he was, to have dozed so hard I forgot my name, then galloped for the water like a wild Outer Banks Mustang. I walked toward the old Smile Beach fishing pier, which sagged 10 feet above the Pamlico. The saddled thing had missing railings and crooked pilings and looked as though the next stiff breeze would send it toppling into the chop. That didn't stop anglers from casting out, trying their luck for speckled trout or bluefish or flounder. Past the pier, the elder tree came into view, its branches beckoning as if wind had blown them into that shape. And wind had, over the centuries. At the northernmost point of Cattail Island, the live oak's trunk measured 50 feet around. Shade engulfed me as I followed the path curling from the beach into the woods. I could still climb like a local. Scaling the queenliest tree on Cattail involved making use of a rotten fence remnant. Hopping, I grabbed the pickets and crept up until I could hook an arm around the giant branch paralleling the ground. My fingertips caught the lip of a teardrop-shaped cavity. I wriggled and grunted and heaved and soon was seated, legs dangling. Sweat trickled down my temples, my back, my shins. I must have sweated away my sunscreen because my skin felt like rug burn. If heat had a sound, it would be waves crashing and insects clicking and leaves stirring in undetectable breezes and, from someone's portable speaker, Carrie Underwood snarling about taking a Louisville slugger to both headlights. This barrier island, 9 miles long, is shaped like a cattail, whip-thin except for the wide part, 3 miles across. The wide part's where most of the dwellings are, bungalow-style rental cottages and modest cedar-shake stilt homes. The southern end of Cattail Island curves slightly westward, allowing a glimpse of the lighthouse even from where I sat in the elder tree. All these years later, and the sight of that hometown landmark poking above the treetops still made my chest hollow, as if someone had taken an icy scoop and cored out my heart.